WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. Another Monday commute under Metro's SafeTrack program is here. General Manager Paul Wiedefeld was at the Eastern Market Station this morning and told NBC4 that Metro needs lots of its usual riders not to use the rails during Phase 2.
If people can either spread out their trip, if there's some way they could carpool home, for instance, that would be great. And again, tomorrow morning, if they could telecommute, anything of that. We just have to reduce the volume of people trying to use the system.
Of course, this surge of work is in a new location and bringing new challenges.
This time, SafeTrack is impacting the blue, orange, and silver lines, causing full station shutdowns at Eastern Market and Minnesota Ave Benning Road. To help people get around, Prince George's County Executive Rashawn Baker says there are shuttle buses.
It will take people who have to come in and have to use the Metro from the New Carrollton station over to the Green Line.
Elsewhere in the system, there's no Metro service on the Blue Line between Arlington Cemetery and Rosslyn. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Just days after the Orlando nightclub massacre, gun control is again front and center on Capitol Hill.
The Senate set to vote today on four gun control measures, 1 week after the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. The amendments all expected to fail. These amendments include requiring tougher background checks on gun show and online sales, and barring terror suspects on watch lists from purchasing a firearm. Many Republicans say the Democratic plans violate the rights of Americans mistakenly placed on terror watch lists. The NRA, calling the Democrats' gun measures political ploys, diverting attention away from the failure of the government to fight terror.
Correspondent Manu Raju, Donald Trump is suggesting that the United States should seriously consider profiling Muslims as a terrorism-fighting tool.
Well, I think profiling is something that we're going to have to start thinking about as a country. It's not the worst thing to do. I hate the concept of profiling, but we have to use common sense.
Trump was on CBS's Face the Nation. Meanwhile, the Hillary Clinton campaign and its allies are about to launch a $41 million ad campaign to air in battleground states over the next 6 weeks. Car insurance premiums could be going up in D.C., say opponents of a proposed new law being considered by the D.C. Council. It's called the Motor Vehicle Collision Recovery Act.
They say the act would make it easier for bicyclists involved in car accidents to sue. Wayne McGowan with the D.C. Insurance Federation says that means insurance companies have to pay out more money in damages.
If you have increase of costs to the system, that means motorists will spend more money insuring their vehicles.
Colin Brown with the Washington Area Bicycle Association says higher insurance premiums aren't necessarily a bad thing.
If their rates are lower because people are getting hurt and not getting compensated, then that's not a good situation.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Closing arguments are set for today in the trial of one of the Baltimore police officers charged in Freddie Gray's death. Officer Caesar Goodson was the driver of the police van in which Gray sustained his fatal injuries. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,675, the NASDAQ at 4,800. Sports, the Cleveland Cavaliers win their first NBA title, beating Golden State in Game 7. Baseball, the Nats lose, the O's win, and the Quicken Loans National gets underway today at Congressional Country Club. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Because there are a few hours of the day when you're not stuck in traffic.
What? Are you kidding me?
Listen on your desktop or go mobile with a WMAL app.
I would encourage each and every one of you to try this.
Get it today in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Do you worry about going broke in retirement? If so, you're not alone. This is one of the most common fears among Americans today. The good news, though, is that by putting the right financial plan in place now, you can help avoid the possibility of going bankrupt in retirement. And the great news is that the Mutual Fund Store can help you with that for free. Join us on June 22nd in the D.C. area for our free live event, The Four Missing Pieces of Your Retirement Plan. At this event, we'll shine a light on some of the most unexpected financial risks in retirement that many people don't think about, and show you how to help fill the potential gaps in your financial plan. You'll also get a chance to hear financial advice directly from our local advisors. The Four Missing Pieces of Your Retirement Plan, taking place on June 22nd in the D.C. area, is free, but you have to register now to attend because the list is filling up fast. So get to MutualFundStore.com and click on our live events button to reserve your seat now. Or call 703-288-6988 to get registered today.
Get your carpets cleaned for $39 per room. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
Achoo! Allergies caused from pollen, dirt, pet mess, and even bacteria can burrow deep into your rugs and carpets. For a deep down clean, you need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call Hadid or go online to joehadid.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 eastbound. The crash before the Beltway. Still watch. We have a lot of activity, mostly on the left shoulder, but from time to time they're blocking that left lane as well. On 95 and through Stafford, slowing Dale City to Woodbridge. Normal volume builds through Landmark and at the 14th Street Bridge. All right, let's get you around the Beltway into the Wilson Bridge. We're in pretty solid here from Route 5, Branch Avenue, leaving the Camp Springs area, heading toward the Wilson Bridge. 295 northbound slows near the Naval Research Lab. Suitland Parkway, inbound Suitland Parkway after Branch Avenue before you get to Alabama Avenue, incident reported. For 50 in the BW Parkway onto Kenilworth Avenue, heavy volume with lanes reported open and topside through Silver Spring slowing. Maryland 95, a reminder, we still have a large police presence here. Southbound 95, if you're heading down toward the exit for BWI, I-195, all that activity mostly contained to the right shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny and hot for us here today. We'll head up into the low to even mid-90s this afternoon. Stray shower storm tonight, otherwise partly cloudy, 73. Better chance for showers and storms Tuesday, some strong to even severe, upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 60 in Stafford, 61 in Hyattsville, 70 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. The Southwest is off to the hottest start to summer ever. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Mornings on the Mall continues. It's 7:07. I'm Rick Fowler. Brian and Larry have the morning off. Lisa Booth is with us. You've seen her on CNN and Fox. She's the president of High Noon Strategies, contributor to the Washington Examiner.
Good morning, Rick.
And we are joined by legal analyst and former U.S. attorney to the District of Columbia, Joe DeGenova. Joe, it is great to have you with us.
Nice to be with you.
And we have plenty to talk about this morning between the Supreme Court. We've got the Freddie Gray case. And let's talk about the Freddie Gray trial. The closing statements will begin today. It is the trial of Officer Caesar Goodson, Jr. He is one of the six Baltimore officers. There is no timetable for a verdict in the trial, but he is elected for a bench trial, which means the outcome is decided by the judge. From what you have seen, has the prosecution made its case?
No, I think not. I think this is another case of reasonable doubt in a series of very, very poorly prepared and poorly presented prosecutions. These are basically cases that never should have been brought, and the prosecutor's office in Baltimore is doing this for political reasons rather than law enforcement ones. Remember, the first case ended in a hung jury with 11-1 for acquittal, and then the last officer, Nero, was found not guilty by the judge. He was one of the folks that put Gray in the van, and now we have Officer Goodson, who is the driver of the van. The testimony coming from other police officers, one particular detective, and some searing cross-examination of the medical examiner has created, I think, in the eyes of most observers, reasonable doubt on Goodson's guilt. Remember, he's charged with second-degree murder with a depraved heart and six other minor offenses. I don't think there's any way that Judge Williams, who's conducted himself very, very well in these cases, is going to find Officer Goodson guilty of second-degree murder. I just don't see it.
Joe, you read my mind, because I was going to ask you, and I'm interested in hearing, you know, State Attorney Marilyn Mosby has been accused of sort of using this as leverage for, you know, sort of future political aspirations. She's been accused of acting too hastily, of overreaching in the charges. So just how has the politics of this shaped the trials?
Well, I think from the very beginning, she, along with the mayor of Baltimore, two really incompetent public officials, have made the case about their political futures and not about the facts in the case. Police officers have a very difficult job to do. They're not perfect. They make mistakes. This particular defendant, Freddie Gray, was in fact someone who feigned injuries repeatedly when arrested by the police. He had a long record of drug dealing. He was a very bad dude, and to make him some sort of symbol of intolerance by the police department was a joke from day one. And then to have it capped off by the mayor of the city saying she allowed the riots go so that people could blow off steam and have their say is, of course, that's the reason she's not running for re-election. She couldn't be re-elected. I think both of these individuals, the state attorney and the mayor, all made very, very bad public policy judgments. And, you know, Baltimore used to be a city where you had good government. Mayor D'Alessandro, Mayor Schaefer, they have been succeeded by a group of incompetents like the world has never seen.
Joe, I want to turn to Hillary Clinton, the emails. And in watching the Sunday talk shows yesterday, the coronation of Hillary Clinton continued. And nobody seemed to be aware of the elephant in the room. There's no real mention of the FBI investigation, which continues. WikiLeaks will be publishing more of Hillary's emails from Julian Assange. That's a new release that could fan some of the flames in the controversy, give a little further ammo for Republican presidential rival Donald Trump. What does she still have to face on the investigation? Now, some people are saying that Obama has endorsed her, so maybe he knows that there's not going to be an indictment.
Well, I think this all boils down to Loretta Lynch. I'm firmly convinced that the FBI under James Comey is going to recommend a series of criminal charges against her and against her entourage of aides who violated not only public records laws, record-keeping laws, but the Espionage Act and Classified Information Act. The FBI is also investigating pay-to-play, which are kickbacks and bribery schemes run out of the Clinton Foundation while she was Secretary of State. I think the bottom line is that the FBI is going to recommend charges and that Loretta Lynch will do nothing about them. After watching her on television yesterday mouth these nostrums about why they weren't mentioning the Islamic part of the recorded conversations between Mateen and the police department, was pretty embarrassing to watch a public official act that way and give such ridiculous explanations as to why they weren't including his statements about his loyalty to ISIS. I don't think I think Ms. Lynch has already made up her mind about the Hillary cases, and it's all Democratic Party all the time.
What kind of recourse do you think that would have with the FBI if they recommend, an indictment and then the Justice Department sort of fails to act or protects Hillary Clinton from political reasons?
Well, I've heard a bunch of people say that James Comey will resign. James Comey is not going to resign. This is the job he's wanted all of his life. What I expect the Bureau to do if the Justice Department drops the ball, which I expect them to do just like they did in the IRS case and other cases, is I assume that what they will do is the FBI will leak, and they will leak in a big way. They will find a way to get their recommendation out into the public arena, which will create hearings up on Capitol Hill. Of course, given the incompetence of Republican oversight, I'm not sure that'll mean anything. But it'll certainly stir up things for the general election. But I'm just not sanguine at all about the Attorney General wanting to go forward in any of these cases. She might surprise me, but I would be very, very surprised if she were to charge anybody in any of the cases that the Bureau is investigating, other than Brian Pagliano.
Right.
Joe, if it ended up in the House or the Senate and there were an investigation, do they have any jurisdiction? Are there any consequences for her, or is it just the usual grandstanding and a day of hearings that she walks away from and claims victory?
Well, Congress has no authority to charge anybody with a crime. They can, under constitutional precedent, hold people in contempt on their own without referring the case to the United States Attorney, but they have refused to do that and won't do it. No, there's nothing they can do but hold oversight hearings and do what the Democrats used to do when they were in charge of the House and Senate, which is embarrass people publicly, make false accusations in public grand jury proceedings, the equivalent of them. No, if the Justice Department doesn't charge anybody, it'll be up to the American people to render judgment in the political context.
Now, Joe, staying on politics a little bit, Donald Trump has said that we should be looking potentially at something like racial profiling when it comes to Muslims to identify, Muslim extremists or Islamic extremism. What is your take from a legal standpoint on a proposal or a suggestion like that?
Well, I don't think he meant racial profiling. I think what Donald Trump meant was behavioral profiling, which we already do. The Israelis do this when they examine people who come to airports and public buildings. They use behavioral profiles. Now, that profile includes someone's ethnicity, but it is not the basis of the profile. I believe that including someone's ethnicity in a behavioral profile is perfectly appropriate. For example, when we investigated the IRA, the Irish Republican Army, it wasn't the non-Irish Republican Army, it was the Irish Republican Army for terrorism acts in the United States and elsewhere, we examined Irish institutions, Irish Catholic churches, Irish social clubs, the IRA itself. When we investigated the mafia, we investigated Italians. We Right. investigated Italian social clubs, Italian churches, Italian organizations. Apparently, the only group in the world that we're not allowed to investigate are Muslim organizations. Now, why is that? It's because the President of the United States, because of his heritage and history, has a love affair with Islam, which is fine. He's a Christian. He professes that. However, deep inside him, there is a respect, which is fine, for Islam. And because of that, he doesn't want Islam to be harmed by these investigations. That's why the FBI is not permitted to include Islam or Islamic tendencies in its base for doing its fundamental preliminary investigations. That is fundamentally suicide by government. It's stupid. And because of the way we have investigated other criminal organizations in the past, ISIS is not only a caliphate and a state, it's a criminal organization. Because of the ways we've investigated the IRA, the mafia, other organizations, Central American gangs. We infiltrate and spy on Central American gangs all over the country over drug cases. What is so special about Islamic organizations that they cannot be looked at like any other organization? My goodness, we looked at, when we did the Pollard case, the American Jewish guy who spied for Israel, we looked at we were allowed to look at organizations, Jewish organizations, that might have supported him and used him. That was all part of the investigation, but we're not allowed to do that with Islamic organizations under this administration.
Joe, we're going to continue the conversation. We got a quick break for traffic and weather with Jamie and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
You got it. And we'll take you around the Beltway right now. Wilson Bridge backups near Route 5, topside as you head from College Park to Silver Spring. So those are pretty normal, and we're doing okay in Greenbelt. Definitely the extra pressure on for commuters coming into town, taking 50, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, looking for alternates under SafeTrack Surge number 2. That is now in effect. We have Metrorail closed from Eastern Market to Minnesota Avenue, Benning Roads, and the stations that are completely closed, Stadium Armory and Potomac Avenue stations. They'll have buses running there every 5 to 10 minutes. But, of course, you need extra time, and you need extra time while everyone figures out the way they're getting into work this morning. Heading southeast, Southwest Freeway slows coming off the 11th Street Bridge, 66 Virginia, the crash eastbound prior to the Beltway along the left side. Toll Road, heaviest stretch right now as you push east to merge onto the inner loop of the Beltway, and if you're extending inside the Beltway to exit onto 123. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We are looking for abundant sunshine today. High 93, partly cloudy overnight. Chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. Down to 73 for tomorrow. Partly cloudy during the morning. Thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. Highs to 88. Summer officially starts tonight at 6:43. Currently in Washington, 68 degrees, 7:19 on WMAL.
Let Molly Maid prepare your home this summer. For the WMAL Rollback Summer Special at select Molly Maid locations, contact our Molly Maid friends in Fairfax, Loudoun, Prince William, Stafford, and Fauquier counties at WMAL.com/Molly Maid.
7:19 WMAL Mornings on the Mall. Brian and Larry have the day off. I'm Rick Fowler. Lisa Booth is here, and Joe DeGeneva is here, our legal analyst, former U.S. attorney for D.C. And Joe, a very busy week at the Supreme Court. They're expected to announce rulings on abortion and immigration, and they could have approximately a dozen remaining cases we could see outcomes on. And as you look at the week ahead, what do you see as probably the most important decisions, and any inkling as to which way anything's going to go?
Well, it's a little hard to tell. With the death of Nino Scalia, the court lost its brightest intellectual light and perhaps the greatest jurist of the 20th century. They are now basically split 4-4, with the exception of Justice Kennedy, who sometimes swings to the left. So we may end up with no decisions, and with cases being sent back for further review. Kennedy might break in a couple of cases and give the liberals a majority for a 5-3 ruling in a couple of cases. I think generally speaking, there's no way to tell. There's simply no way to tell.
Well, and Joe, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, Joe, you know, there's been a lot of conversation about sort of what this election cycle and the race for the White House means for the Supreme Court. Can you just sort of tell our listeners the importance of that and sort of how it would shape the Supreme Court?
Well, let's put it this way. If Hillary Clinton wins the election, she will probably keep Merrick Garland as the nominee, although I wouldn't be 100% sure of that. Merrick is a solid citizen. I mean, I've known Merrick for years and watched him judge. He's been a very, very good judge on the D.C. court circuit, but he's a liberal judge, and so if that's not your cup of tea, he's not your guy. But he's a good jurist. That said, if Hillary wins, she'll get to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Breyer. So that means Garland for Scalia, and then two more, and you end up with a 6-3 liberal vote. So this is the future of the interpretation of the Constitution, and make no mistake about it, that is very, very important to the way we conduct our business. They will reverse the Heller decision on the Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms. They will reverse Heller. Make no mistake about it. They will rule and limit it so poorly that it will have no meaning and the right to bear arms will be meaningless. That's just one example. But it is a very important example because the right to keep and bear arms, I like to tell people, it wasn't Amendment number 16 or 17 or 18. It came right after the First Amendment. It was the Second Amendment. It was the second most important amendment to the Constitution. Why do people think that happened? It happened because our founders believed that the individual right to keep and bear arms was important to fight a potentially oppressive government. So for everybody who cares about this election, forget what you think of Trump. He is what he is. We are where we are. Hillary Clinton means disaster. Donald Trump means maybe a chance to save the court.
There was a rumor floating around. It started with Paul Bedard, and he said, quote, Justice Clarence Thomas, reliable conservative vote on the Supreme Court, is mulling retirement after the presidential election, according to court watchers. Well, Clarence Thomas' wife, Ginny Thomas, went right to Facebook. Her response, for all those who are contacting me about the possibility of my husband retiring, I say unsubscribe from those false news sources and carry on with your busy lives. It is bogus. Capital letters. Paul Bedard needs to find a phone in his life, and unnamed sources are worth as much as their transparency is.
Well, I think probably Ginny Thomas knows that the answer to that question better than anybody, and I would assume she's correct. By the way, I don't know who Paul Bedard is talking to, but I'd heard no such thing from anybody. We all knew that Clarence Thomas was deeply inspired and friendly with Nino Scalia, and that Nino was an inspiration to him, and that the loss of Scalia from the court has been sorely felt, not only by Clarence Thomas, but by all the justices on the court who revered his intellectual capabilities, the way he conducted oral argument, his brilliant writing and legal analysis. So it isn't surprising that the depressed conservative think tanks around are thinking up all sorts of apocalyptic reasons for things to get worse, but I don't think Clarence Thomas is going anywhere.
And something you referenced earlier, this is from Loretta Lynch about a partial transcript of the shooter in Orlando.
But what we're not going to do is further proclaim this individual's pledges of allegiance to terrorist groups and further his propaganda.
So we're not going to hear him talk about those things.
We will hear him talk about some of those things, but we're not going to hear him make his assertions of allegiance and that.
How does that strike you?
Silly, of course. Really, really silly. Here we now have a public official, the chief law enforcement officer of the United States, telling us that they are going to purposely edit out comments about the motivation for the shooting. Now think about that for a second. The Attorney General of the United States announced on national television that she was going to protect us from free speech. This is insanity. She should be embarrassed by what she said, but of course she isn't, because Democrats and people like Loretta Lynch live in a world of their own. Everybody already knows what he said on the tape. It's been out. It's been published. It's in writing. Why in the world would you not put it out for people to make their own judgments about? And the reason is very simple. The administration is worried, Loretta Lynch is worried, that people will begin to believe even more that they do, that radical Islamism is the problem and not guns. They are on a mission. They, Loretta Lynch and the president and the Democrats, are on a mission. The mission is to figure out a way to get rid of as many guns as possible from as many law-abiding citizens as possible. And you don't have to be a right-wing wacko to think that. I mean, it's fairly obvious what they are about.
Joe DeGeneva, thank you so much. Always great to get your perspectives on WMAL. 7:25, time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And heading in through town, crossing the 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway, this delay is really stacking up. And DDOT tells me they found the broken down car in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel blocking lane, waiting on a tow truck now. On the inbound side of the Suitland Parkway before you get to Alabama Avenue for the crash. 50 BW Parkway through Chevrolet were bogged down to get onto New York Avenue, Kenilworth Avenue. Wilson Bridge backups near Route 5 have a delay starting to form on the Virginia Beltway right as you come off of 95 onto the outer loop of the Beltway. If you're heading toward the Wilson Bridge, it looks like just after Eisenhower Avenue, right in that vicinity, have an incident that's just been reported. Again, that's outer loop stretch of the Virginia Beltway, 66 east prior to the Beltway for the crash. Accident cleanup continues. Update brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, and Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot start here to the business week. Lots of sunshine today, high 93. Stray shower storm tonight, 73. More storms Tuesday. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And it is 70 degrees, 727, mornings on the mall on WMAL.
You ever had your transmission go out on you? It usually doesn't go out right away. There are warning signs. Here's the deal. Receiving a special assessment fee from your timeshare is like your transmission going out. It's just a matter of time till a pipe breaks or a storm hits. As an owner, you get stuck with the fee. Don't get stuck with the fee. You don't even like your timeshare. Get out now with Timeshare Exit Team. You'll sit down face-to-face with your personal advisor to review your contract and determine your options. This $250 consultation is absolutely free when you call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM and mention me, Chris Plant. Don't wait to meet with Timeshare Exit Team. When maintenance fee season hits, you could wait up to 2 months. Jump ahead of the line and call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM. They've got offices right here in Towson and Arlington, online at timeshareexitteam.com. Guaranteed to get you out of your timeshare or give you a complete refund. Call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM or find them online at timeshareexitteam.com.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I understand. And by that, I mean I see high-fear patients every day in my practice who come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my team is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable environment for you. We offer everything you need, from general and cosmetic dentistry to implants and implant-supported dentures. Choose from a variety of sedation options that allow you to be completely relaxed or fully asleep throughout the entire procedure. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our team. Call us today at 877-394-4511, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options, to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Mornings on the Mall will continue when we come back. Terrorism analyst Eric Stackelbeck, the latest on the Orlando terrorism. That's next, right after the 7:30 news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The second surge of Metro's SafeTrack initiative is now underway, and this phase affects the eastern end of the blue, orange, and silver lines in Prince George's County. Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld says he understands it's an adjustment for those who normally use those rails.
We'll learn some things as we go along with this. It'll be a lot hotter today, as the evening rush hits us. Again, we need patience, a little bit of patience.
Wiedefeld spoke this morning on NBC4. Several gun control bills are set to be voted on in the Senate, including a ban on gun sales to people on the no-fly list. The National Rifle Association is backing a GOP proposal that would allow the Fed 72 hours to do a thorough background check of someone on that list.
For the most part, Wayne LaPierre of the NRA, appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, thinks any new laws will not prevent guns from getting into the hands of lawbreakers or terrorists.
What we're doing with this debate on the Hill right now, it's like they're trying to stop a freight train with a piece of Kleenex.
Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy, leader of the Democrats' filibuster on guns last Wednesday on ABC's This Week.
And what we know is ultimately the only way that you win this issue is by building a political infrastructure around the country that rivals that of the gun lobby.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
We may get a clearer picture today of the Orlando nightclub shooting as the FBI set to release a partial transcript of three phone conversations between gunman Omar Mateen and Orlando police negotiators. And Donald Trump is suggesting that the U.S. should seriously consider profiling Muslims as a terrorism-fighting tool. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,675, the Nasdaq at 4,800. Sports: LeBron James is series MVP as the Cavaliers win the NBA title. Baseball: the Padres beat the Nationals, the Orioles outslugged Toronto, and Dustin Johnson wins the U.S. Open. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. If you notice signs of fatigue, you should pull over to a rest stop to refresh yourself. Some of the warning signs include lane drifting, hitting road edge rumble strips, repeated yawning, and trouble maintaining focus. Holiday or vacation driving sometimes tempts people to keep going to make a schedule. Think smart. Remember that even a minor accident or a roadside chat with a highway patrol officer takes more time than a rest stop. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
It's a normal day. You're rushing out the door to get to work on time when suddenly, there it is, the dreaded service light. So what is it this time? Tire pressure? Low coolant? Time for an oil change? When it comes to service lights, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also replace filters, exchange coolant and transmission fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Did you know you should have your carpets professionally cleaned at least once a year? Even more if you have pets. It's time for a real carpet cleaning from only the best, my friends at Zero Res. Zero Res cleaned my carpets, leaving them looking brand new, feeling soft, and smelling fresh again. Honestly, I can't recommend them enough. Now that it's summertime, consider the fact that your kids and grandkids are more likely to spend time reading, gaming, watching movies, and playing on the floor. That's why it's important to use a green and environmentally friendly carpet cleaning expert like Zero Res. Zero Res's patented empowered water cleaning is free of toxins and able to remove pet exudate stains and odors, dander, pollen, dirt, mud, and yes, even my wine spills. Backed by popular demand, at Zero Res's best deal ever. Ask for the WMAL special. For a limited time only, Zero Res will pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpet for only $39 a room. Minimum supply. Call Zero Res, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Spell it forward, spell it backwards. It's still the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
The Novak team hits the home field to score big with energy savings. Carol and Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod. The energy efficient LED is put into play. Oh wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novak team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novak, your not-for-profit electric cooperative, providing winning ways to save.
7:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66 eastbound, crash before the Beltway, confined to the left shoulder. Still a bunch of activity, though, to check out. Hit you through the 3rd Street Tunnel, and I'm quite pleased with this. Quickly, DDOT tells me they have cleared that broken down car in the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. Now with travel lanes open, yes, we do have delays coming off of both the 14th Street Bridge and the 11th Street Bridge, each direction to get onto the freeway. 270, it's been about the volume, Urbana, Hyattstown, as we head through Germantown, now into Gaithersburg and Rockville. Just a lot of solid lineup as we try to get through our morning rush hour. Heading in on 50 and the BW Parkway inside the Beltway, pretty solid lineup to DC 295. Again, we're looking at extra commuters out on the roads as it look for options under Metro Rail Safe Track Surge number 2. Beltway Outer Loop passing 50 and over toward Greenbelt have a bit of the stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny and hot today to start off the business week. High 93. Stray shower storm possible tonight. 73. Better chance for storms Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 62 in Herndon, 63 in Rockville, 70 degrees in Washington. I'm Buell Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
WMAL.
7:36 on WMAL. Mornings on the Mall continues. Brian and Larry have the day off. I'm Rick Fowler. Lisa Booth is here, the founder and president of High Noon Strategies, contributor to the Washington Examiner and Fox News Channel. Lisa, great to have you along.
Hi, Rick. How's it going?
All right. And I want to talk to you about this really vast difference in the way President Obama portrays the fight against ISIS and the CIA director portrays the fight against ISIS. It's like the difference in night and day.
Right. Now, you really had, President Obama in the wake of the Orlando terror attack really talking about, you know, how we're bringing the fight against ISIS. We're making such an impact. And then shortly thereafter, CIA Director John Brennan testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee, seemingly painting a very different picture, talking about how we have failed to hamper their global reach, how there is a threat from ISIS infiltrating the refugee program and refugee migrants and coming to America, coming to other Western nations. So there seems to be this contradiction. And, you know, I just find it interesting because it seems to align with what we've heard from President Obama before, and, you know, talking about the fact that he doesn't have a plan to stop ISIS. He doesn't have a plan to defeat ISIS, and also the manipulation of data to try to paint a rosier picture regarding ISIS as well.
I think it goes back to that discussion of legacy. I don't think he wants to acknowledge that the policy is failing because it would impact his legacy. It's just like the Iran nuclear deal. It was all about legacy. We got to get a deal done. Doesn't matter what the outcome or the terms are. We got to get a deal done for my legacy. Same thing with Cuba. We got to get a deal done. Doesn't matter what the outcome is. We'll worry about the details after we do the deal.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the Iran deal. It's essentially giving $100 billion to Iran, which is the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism and has been since the 1980s, to essentially fund terrorism around the globe. You look at Guantanamo Bay as well. There's a guy that President Obama released that we're trying to find, I believe, in Central America right now that's gone missing. So
they go back to work. They get out of Gitmo. They go back to work.
They go back to who would have thought a terrorist would want to get back on the battlefield? I mean, come on. You know, we've seen time after time again where President Obama has really put his legacy before the safety of the American people. Look at, for instance, even withdrawing from Iraq, whether you think we should have been there in the first place or not. The fact of the matter is, you even have folks like Leon Panetta, who used to work for President Obama, who said that we shouldn't have withdrawn from Iraq, and that essentially gave rise to ISIS and gave them territory to build a stronghold, which they have in Iraq and Syria and Libya as well, growing in northern Africa.
Mike, we have a cut here from President Obama, and it's this ongoing discussion about the term radical Islam. And this is President Obama last week when he got really torqued.
That's the key, they tell us. We can't beat ISIL unless we call them radical Islamists. What exactly would using this label accomplish? What exactly would it change? Would it make ISIL less committed to trying to kill Americans?
Well, it might define the enemy. Tulsi Gabbard, Congresswoman, she's a Democrat from Hawaii. She's an Iraq war vet. And she was on, I believe it was CNN the other day, and she actually said, you need to define the enemy. He needs to say radical Islam. This coming from a Democratic congresswoman on the Foreign Affairs Committee.
Right, and former CIA director under Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton's husband, former president, CIA director, said that we should essentially be able to, we have to effectively name the enemy to effectively fight it. So look, this is something that a lot of people are reiterating that are in the intelligence community, in the military community. Also, I would argue that there has been no president who has had so many defectors and so many former defense secretaries, CIA people that used to work under the administration who have really raised some red flags about President Obama's policies when it comes to ISIS, when it comes to fighting terror, and really sort of exposing President Obama's dangerous viewpoint and not recognizing what an enemy we face in ISIS.
So, you know, we are watching the talk shows yesterday, the Sunday talk shows, Loretta Lynch is everywhere. And I guess the idea was to make us feel better about the war on terror and the follow-up to the investigation on the shooter in Orlando. But this didn't make me feel any better, and it's kind of rattled a lot of people.
But what we're not going to do is further proclaim this individual's pledges of allegiance to terrorist groups and further his propaganda.
So we're not going to hear him talk about those things.
We will hear him talk about some of those things, but we're not going to hear him make his assertions of allegiance and that.
So this is the partial transcript that we expect to get today, the transcript of the dialogue with the hostage negotiators. It's going to come out in a text format. It won't be in an audio file. It will be text, and it will be a partial transcript. So it's redacted.
Right. I don't trust anything coming from this administration, the same administration that lied about the origins of the Benghazi attack, that said it was a video when they knew full well that this was a coordinated terror attack. And then the purpose of them doing that was for political reasons only. I don't trust anything coming from this administration.
7:43, it's Mornings on the Mall on WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual air conditioning system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Schedule your annual AC system check now with ARS for only $59. But do it fast. This $59 AC system check special ends soon. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Good morning, it's Jamie Whitten. I want to help you navigate your way to a beautiful smile and great dental health. Now, this one's easy. All you need to do is drive to Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. You know, we've been hearing Larry O'Connor rave about Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. So I decided I'm going to check them out myself, and I did just that. And after visiting the office, I can confidently say that Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is in a class all by himself. They're really great. What they do, they provide personalized attention while being non-judgmental to patients that may not have been to the dentist in years. And they really walk you through your visit,
each step of the way. So trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, maybe a nagging tooth pain, interested in sedation dentistry, or you're just looking for a great dentist, here is what you do. It's simple. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, sleep, dream, smile.
25 years ago, a woman from Chicago found herself single when her engagement was abruptly called off. She began the search to meet normal, well-educated professionals like herself. Her friends set her up on blind dates. She tried the bar scene and contemplated online dating, but she wasn't comfortable with any of those options. The ideal date, she decided, was a lunch date or drink after work, a fun, laid-back, stress-free way to meet other professional singles. Thus, It's Just Lunch was founded, and the rest is history. Dating can be simple and worry-free. Besides, it's just lunch or a drink after work. To celebrate 25 years of worry-free dates, It's Just Lunch has a special offer for you during the month of June. You have nothing to lose except your single life. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and start dating tomorrow.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
7:45 on WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway on the outer loop pushing north at 214 Central Avenue over toward 50 and into Lanham as expected. Little extra pressure on that stretch of the Beltway and trying to get around toward Metro Rail. We have on the Metro Rail closure under SafeTrack Surge number 2 closed the orange and silver lines from Eastern Market to Minnesota Avenue and Benning Road, and the stations that are completely closed, Stadium Armory and Potomac Avenue stations. And what Metro Rail is advising to possibly take, think about your bus options and riders in New Carrollton to get on to the Mark Penn line. It's a separate platform, $5 from New Carrollton to Union Station if you purchase your ticket in advance. Now, we also have another problem not related to the extra pressure, but it's a crash on Glendale Boulevard, 193, as you come up toward the intersection there with that Lanham Severn Road. 95, still big police presence down near the BWI airport exit, southbound 95 near I-195. It's also causing some northbound delays. Virginia crash just popped up on 50 inside the Beltway as you're heading into eastbound 50 near Graham Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny and hot for us here today. We'll head up into the low to even mid-90s this afternoon. Stray shower storm tonight, otherwise partly cloudy, 73. Better chance for showers and storms Tuesday. Some strong to even severe, upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
70 degrees at 747 on WMAL. Mornings on the Mall continues. I'm Rick Fowler. Lisa Booth is here, and it was Father's Day weekend. How did you spend your Father's Day weekend? Well, Marco Rubio spent his Father's Day weekend considering whether he wanted to run for the Senate. Here's what he said last week.
Obviously, I take very seriously everything that's going on, not just in Orlando, but in our country. I've enjoyed my service here a lot. So I'll go home later this week, and I'll have some time with my family, and then if there's been a change in our status, I'll be sure to let everyone know.
Okay, so Lisa, you know, theoretically, there's a Republican that's been running for that seat since Marco dropped out to run for president. What's going on with that position that normally would be a Republican candidate?
Yeah, well, there's been a lot of Republicans running for the Senate. David Jolly, I guess, is now going to step aside, run for re-election in the House. He sort of created a lot of bad blood and friction with the Republican Party because he has essentially helped lead a sting for 60 Minutes against the National Republican Congressional Committee. So he has created a lot of people don't like him in the Republican Party right now.
Very strong piece.
And mind you, the NRCC helped elect him and put a lot of resources resources into helping elect him in that special election. So there's a little bit of hypocrisy on his behalf there. So he hasn't built a lot of friendships based off of that. But if you're Marco Rubio and you're looking on running for re-election in the Senate, he's got to make sure that those numbers look good for him, that he's actually going to win this thing. Because after you losing the primary, if he loses the Senate bid, when you've got, you know, other strong guys who are running for it, that is very problematic for his future and his future career, because this is a guy who, you know, likely still has a bright future in the Republican Party. So that's something he needs to weigh and be very careful in what he decides to do here.
So on Friday, Jolly said that Rubio is, quote, saying he's getting in. Jolly went back and walked back that statement. Now, Jolly's been in, and there are some other strong candidates, and it does bring up that question of, if Marco gets back in there, does he run the risk of really ruining his reputation by, you know, self-serving? I mean, a lot of people thought he was self-serving to be in the Senate and then immediately run for president.
Yeah, I mean, look, I would say every politician is self-serving. I mean, you typically tend to have a, you know, sort of narcissistic personality for the larger part.
You have to.
I mean, there are a lot of, you know, a lot of candidates and a lot of members of Congress that are truly in it to make a difference and to change the trajectory of the country. But, you know, there is a lot of self-serving politicians as well. But, you know, look, I don't think people would think that much of it. This is, I think this is something that voters have sort of come to expect from politicians. So that's sort of doublespeak. So I don't think it would really surprise anyone, to be honest.
Does he have the popularity still in Florida?
I don't know. You know, I haven't actually seen polling with how he looks right now in the state and how he looks. Because, you know, look, he's not just going to have a primary race ahead of him. He's also going to have a general election. And I believe that the Florida primary is at the end of August. So that doesn't give him a whole lot of time to, you know, basically he's already probably got a built-in infrastructure, but that doesn't give him a whole heck of a lot of time to, you know, one, win the primary, and then two, look at a general election coming up just after the end of August. And when you have late primaries like that too, it's tough because you really got to hit the ground running for that general election.
Well, it's going to be very interesting, not only Marco's story, but also the story on David Jolly, because the House GOP has said, we're not sure we want you back.
Yeah, he really alienated a lot of people.
7:51, Mornings on the Mall on WMAL.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When we hit those 100-degree, let me say that again, when, not if, but when we hit those scorching 100-degree days this summer, you'll see the real value of the air conditioner tune-up you scheduled with my stand-up guys way back when. I can assure you that when that first triple-digit day of the year arrives, air conditioners are going to be dropping like flies. We see it every year. And the owners of those air conditioners are suffering and scrambling. But not you, because you booked an air conditioner tune-up from Snell before it got hot. Hi, I'm Dave Snell. For years, I've been telling you about all the good reasons to get your air conditioner regular tune-ups. And for years, Snell Heating and Air, home of the stand-up guys, we're famous for being the company that helps you prolong the life of your air conditioner and get you lower energy bills.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
7:52 on WMAL. We're off to the CNBC News Desk for Check on Your Money.
Good morning. Stock futures are solidly in the green this morning. It's a nice change after 2 weeks of losses on Wall Street. Big changes are coming to Costco. Starting today, the warehouse club is switching credit card providers from American Express to Visa. You'll get 3% back on travel and 4% back on gas purchases. With the oil price now near $50 a barrel, large and mid-sized U.S. independent producers are surviving and even eyeing growth again, confounding OPEC and Saudi Arabia with their resiliency. U.S. antitrust regulators are concerned about health insurer Anthem's proposed acquisition of Cigna. They meet this week with top Department of Justice officials. And Apple tells Republican leaders it won't provide funding or other support for the party's 2016 presidential convention, citing Donald Trump's controversial comments about women, immigrants, and minorities. I'm Chad Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-495-2035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-495-2035. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-495-2035.
Wednesdays,
the one, the only, Mr. Jay Leno.
Jay Leno returns to CNBC.
We've done some dumb things on this show, but this is right up there.
The shows are bigger.
This car is the essence of cool.
The rides are faster. And the laughs are louder. Jay Leno's Garage. Premiere episodes Wednesdays, 10 Eastern and Pacific.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Only on CNBC.
7:55 on WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 95, it's been a tough morning. Still a lot of police presence, I should say. Southbound on 95 before you get to the exit for I-195 BWI Airport. Huge backups there. Northbound also causing rubbernecking delays. Northbound side of 95. Route 1, Washington Boulevard. This is Maryland as you're heading northbound. Route 1 at 175. Looks like traffic might be being detoured onto 175 with an incident involving a tractor trailer. Baltimore Washington Parkway slows each direction through Laurel to 70 southbound. Got a long, slow stretch of traffic into Clarksburg. Again, Germantown heading down toward the Beltway and a report of a crash now in the backup southbound 270 near Shady Grove Road and Virginia 66 east before the Beltway crash would be to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny and hot today to start off the business week, high 93. Stray shower or storm possible tonight, 73. Better chance for storms Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
70 degrees, it's 7:56 on WMAL.
When it's time to sell your home, choose the agent with the best system for selling a home on time and for the most money. Choose my friend Frank Brindle of RE/MAX Allegiance. With over 25 years in the local real estate market, Frank brings an insight to home sales that can only come from experience. Plus, you have Frank's guarantee that if your home doesn't sell for the price and in the time you agree upon, he'll buy it. Frank has the buyers lined up, and his marketing system creates demand, and on average, his homes sell for 8% more than other local agents with similar guarantees get. When Frank listed Lord's and Norman's Silver Spring home, it sold in 6 days. That's the power of Frank Prindle. Need more proof? The nation's leading authority on real estate and Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran recommends Frank Prindle exclusively in the D.C. metro area. All agents are not the same, so please call the only agent I would call if I were to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
Divorce is a challenging time for anybody, but if you're a member of our country's military, those challenges can impair your ability to perform your duty. At Cordell & Cordell, we understand the unique problems that military families face during divorce. And these issues range from parenting to pensions, and they require an understanding of military life and law. We've been working to protect guys in the military for over 25 years, so we know that nothing has the potential to distract you from your mission like a family crisis. And that's where Cordell & Cordell can serve you. Let us protect you on the home front while you protect us on other fronts. By the way, thank you for your service.
Military members are eligible to receive a discount off Cordell and Cordell services. Contact Cordell and Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
Coming up on WMAO, we will talk with Governor Jim Gilmore. Not only the former governor of Virginia, not only a 2016 presidential candidate, but also a former RNC chairman. He's next. Mornings on the Mall on WMAL.
WMAL FM.